This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, July 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm crisis needs Congress attention, former ag leaders say. Reconciliation advances and trade oversight bill. Former ag leaders writing to congressional ag leaders again about the farm crisis. Former ag leaders are calling on Congress to engage in a comprehensive examination of what they call a crisis in farm country that has been exacerbated by actions of the Trump administration. Since February, when many of the same people sent a familiar letter to congressional ag leaders, Congress has not done anything, quote, that resembles a systematic, thorough, bipartisan engagement with farmers about what is really happening to their livelihoods and the farm economy, the letter says. There has not been, quote, an extensive, candid assessment about policies that can reverse this crisis. Asked what worries him the most, one of the 45 signers, former Renewable Fuels Association president and CEO Bob Devine, said, complacency. There doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency on these issues in Washington these days. I don't understand that, he told AgriPulse. When you see bankruptcies rising the way they are and markets for farmers deteriorating the way they are, and your solution is, well, we'll patch together another bailout. No, that's part of the problem. You can't bail your way out of this problem. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. Well, the House narrowly passed a $95 billion reconciliation measure yesterday that calls for fresh funds for the Iran war, new election laws, and as much as $12 billion to help financially strained agriculture sector. The concurrent resolution, which passed 216-214, now moves to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he will hold the legislation until Congress can figure out a path to fund the government beyond September and avert a federal shutdown. If needed, the chamber could, quote, pull that budget resolution passed by the House and use it to fund the government, the South Dakota Republican told reporters. The House this week also passed stopgap funding measure to fund the government from the 1st of October to the 4th of December. Thune says the Senate is working on its own continuing resolution, with Appropriations Committee Chair Susan Collins of Maine consulting with Democrats. While the House and the Senate efforts are similar, the Senate needs to build a, quote, bipartisan coalition, Thune said yesterday. Everybody's going in the same direction. It's just we have a slightly different process. We need Democrats over here. Senate Finance Committee Ranking Member Ron Wyden of Oregon introduced the Congressional Trade Powers Act that would reassert congressional authority over trade by eliminating Sections 122 and 338. The Trump administration used Section 122 to impose the global 10% tariffs and Section 338 to impose a 50% tariff on Canada. Trump's first ever use of Section 338 of the Smoot-Hawley Act to slap 50% tariffs on Canada at the expense of U.S. consumers, farmers, and businesses is only the latest example of his reckless abuse of tariffs, Wyden said in a press release. The bill would require congressional approval of any levies imposed using Sections 301, 232, and 201. It also would establish a bicameral joint committee on tariffs and trade to conduct congressional oversight over trade, among other actions, according to the bill's fact sheet. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is accepting applications for a November 9 to 12 agribusiness trade mission to Vietnam, the seventh largest market for U.S. agriculture. The application window will be open through July 31st. Vietnam is a clear example of how the administration's policies are leading to real success, opening up markets, breaking export records, and reducing historically high agricultural trade deficits. That the word of USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Luke Lindbergh, in a statement. U.S. exports to Vietnam are valued at $5.6 billion in 2025, according to the USDA. The country has export potential for a variety of agriculture products, including fresh fruits and vegetables, poultry products, feed and cotton, ethanol, seafood, and forestry products. The Interior Department is looking at next week to release its final environmental impact statement for operating two key Colorado River reservoirs once current guidelines expire later this year, that according to a press release. The final EIS will guide Interior's decisions when it comes to making water allocations into the future in the absence of consensus from all seven Colorado River states over the future of a series of agreements guiding management of the river. While leaders of all seven Colorado River states have spent the last few years trying to find consensus, they still appear to be in gridlock over the best path forward. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum met with governors of all seven states on Tuesday to discuss, quote, strategies for future river management, according to the release. Earlier this year, lower basin negotiators proposed using 3.2 million acre feet less Colorado River water in both 27 and 28 to stave off the threat of low water levels at Lake Powell and Meade, the river's principal reservoirs. Arizona is home to two highly competitive congressional races central to the partisan battle for majority control of the House next year. In primaries on Tuesday, voters elevated former Arizona Cardinals kicker Jay Freely to be the Republican nominee for the open House seat in the state's first congressional district that includes Scottsdale and parts of Phoenix. On the Democratic side, physician and former state senator Amish Shah was in the lead as of last evening. This will be a top Democratic target in November, according to the nonpartisan Inside Elections with Nathan L. Gonzalez, which has toss-up rating for the contest. The race is open due to GOP Representative Dave Schweikart opting not to run for re-election to pursue a run for governor. He lost on Tuesday to fellow House Republican Representative Andy Biggs, who will face Democrat Katie Hobbs in November. Another Arizona battleground is the 6th District that includes parts of the Tucson area. Republican Representatives Juan Consamati, co-chair of the Congressional Colorado River Caucus, will face Democrat Joanna Mendoza in the general election. Republicans believe Mendoza is out of step with the district and too green as a candidate, but the political environment is very different than in 2024 when Trump finished narrowly ahead of Kamala Harris, said Inside Elections, which rates the race a toss-up. Here's today's final word. While the administration and Congress are fixated on ballrooms, taxpayer-funded monuments, and bailouts for insurrectionists, the agriculture crisis in our country continues to affect real people, farmers and ranchers, their families and their communities. That in the July 23rd letter from former agriculture leaders to House and Senate Ag Committee leaders. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, July 23rd. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.